Hello and welcome to the Extraordinary Leaders podcast with me, your host, Dolly Waddell, founder of the People Performance Consultancy. Extraordinary Leaders is a show where we explore together the truth behind extraordinary leadership in the 21st century and how to implement it in our lives and in our businesses. Hello, welcome to the first ever episode of the Extraordinary Leaders podcast. That's episode one, season one. Welcome. I'm Dolly, your host, and I'm so excited about this collaborative journey that we're going to go on as leaders in the 21st century. I'm going to be interviewing a whole host of top CEO leaders who have extraordinary journeys in their career, as well as leadership coaches who run their own businesses and also coach others who are in positions of leadership. Together, I want us to pull all our wisdom and insights to figure out what makes us extraordinary in this current climate of leadership. Now, I'm aware that leadership is such a flooded market of information. There's an infodemic of things. So what makes this podcast special, stand out, and significant? Well, hopefully, one of the main things is it's got me, Dolly, your host, and I like a bit of fun, but I also like a bit of intellect. So how can we marry the two in leadership, having some fun together, but also coming away with some really great practical bite-sized tools that we can implement in our lives and in those around us? And the second thing is about this marriage of the two words extra and ordinary. So on their own, they are significant words, and put together, they make something altogether quite wonderful. What I mean by this is, let's look at the word extraordinary. Ordinary is something we all share in our ordinariness. We all have ordinary needs. When I say ordinary, I mean regular, run of the mill. There's nothing that unusual about it. We all have the ordinary need of food, of sleep, of water, of rest, of shelter. We all have the ordinary needs of finances and being well. We all need dentists and doctors. We need to make a living some way or another. These are fairly ordinary things. Similarly, we all have ordinary rhythms in our week. We all have the same days of the week to live in. We all have Tuesday mornings to experience and Thursday afternoons. And it's in these ordinary spaces that I want us to think about the extra. So if you take Monday mornings or Friday afternoons, they've got their own little extra thing, haven't they? Monday morning is the beginning of the week. That's exciting. There's a sense of anticipation and let's get stuck in. Friday afternoons have got that anticipation of the weekend. We've done it. We've reached a landmark of the week being over. They've got their own little extra things. But what about those ordinary things that we just miss, like those Tuesday mornings? What are those ordinary places in leadership, in family life even, that we just skim over without thinking too much about? Because I'm a big believer that it's in the small things where we make extra choices and extra decisions that can really change our life and make them more amazing, purposeful, to become part of what we really want our lives to be about. So this word extra is in addition to the way we've always done it, in addition to the ordinary manner and method. So I'm going to be interviewing some incredible leaders and coaches of leaders, as I've mentioned, in this space of what do they see as extra? What extra choices have they made to have quite extraordinary realities in their life and in their careers? I'm going to be looking at how we can scale our businesses. What extra choices do we need to make that happen? How can we keep going when we haven't got enough time on our hands, being time poor? What are those extra choices that we need to do or make that can make that easier and more sustainable? How do we have that work-life balance when we're in a startup and everything is so full on? How also do we lead well at work when home life is hard? And how do we lead well so that home life doesn't suffer? Our children, our families, our friends.
Mm-hmm.
we're going to be exploring some of these great ideas. So in amongst some conversations with some great people, I'm going to be asking them to bring in something from home that exemplifies great extraordinary leadership to them. I thought it's only fair if I lead by example and share with you my personification of leadership, which is this, my picture of Mount Everest. So I'm holding a beautiful picture of a sunny day of Mount Everest, all snow-capped. Normally it's on my shelf. If you ever work with me, you'll see it on the shelf in my room. And this picture gives me three things about extraordinary leadership. The first is when we are wanting to grow as an extraordinary leader, we need a vision. We need some big picture of how it embodies it for us. For me, it is Everest. This is a beautiful, massive mountain that inspires me to go to greater heights than I exist in already. It's there as a trigger for my neurology, if you like, to think, yes, I'm ascending something. I'm ascending the heights with my business that I'm scaling, with the people I want to employ and am employing, with the businesses I'm wanting to impact. There's this big picture of I am climbing this mountain. I haven't reached the summit yet, but I'm on my way and I know where I'm going. So having something that is big picture in our leadership is key. The second thing about this picture of Everest that I love is that some of it looks beautiful. It's in the sunlight. So there are some faces on this mountain that are easy to ascend. They look beautiful. Just like leadership, some spaces are going to be easy to ascend and get stuck into, but there are some places that are in the shadows, some places that are craggy, scary, sheer rock faces. And it's to remind me that as a leader, there are going to be days, weeks, and months where my targets aren't being hit, whether that's in my business or even my home life with my children, where things are going to be hard. And that's okay. It's all part of it. And it's to give me motivation and inspiration for those hard, darker days. And the third thing about Everest that inspires me for leadership, for being extraordinary, is it's not one linear growth curve leadership. We have to go up and reach heights, new heights, but then come back down to acclimatize. So when you're going up Everest, you go to base camp, then one, two, three, and so on. But you have to go up to then come back down to let your lungs recover. And I think that's true of leadership, that we go to new spaces and we have new experiences as we're growing, but we can't get there yet. We need to come back down, get the right kit, get the right accessories to help us get back up there and stay up there. And so for me, my leadership, when I experience new heights and new spaces of my leadership, of my business growth, of my family's development, what do I need? What resources do I need to keep me in those spaces? What people, what skills, what tools? So that's what I'm sharing with my leadership. And I wonder what my interviewees are going to be bringing in. But I am excited for us to learn and pull together insights and wisdom that will keep us climbing and ascending up the mountain of extraordinary leadership. Thank you for listening to the Extraordinary Leaders podcast. Please remember to subscribe and review the show to let others know about it. And visit me at dollywaddell.com to see how you can grow your leadership, your teams, and your business into something extraordinary. See you next time.